Ever wonder what it takes to build a career that spans continents and legal
That's
systems?
fascinating.
Yeah. Today we'll dive into the career of someone who's done just that,
Okay.
Clemens Kachinke. We've got an excerpt of his bio,
Okay.
and even just from this this little snapshot, his journey is pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah, I mean, when I first looked at this, it was like the thing that struck me right away is how he's managed to kind of like weave together this like tapestry of expertise from all these different legal systems, you know. I mean, he's a partner at Berliner Corcoran and Rowe LLP in Washington, D.C. So, you know, that right there is
That's impressive.
pretty impressive. But then you look at his client list, and that's where things get really interesting.
Because it's not every lawyer who's advising like embassies,
Right.
ministries, and tech companies,
Exactly.
all
It's
kind of focused on this like transatlantic
yeah.
business dealings.
Yeah, it's not just knowing the law. It's you got to understand all the background, the context, the culture, the history that lies behind those legal systems that he's working with. And I think that's where his educational path is just incredible, because he didn't just go to, you know, any law school. He started University of Heidelberg.
Which in and of itself is already like a top tier,
Exactly. So
like
they
very strong foundation.
Yeah. So what did he do next?
Well, he didn't stop there. I
Okay.
mean, the guy clearly is
Someone who likes to you know, keep learning and keep pushing himself. He went on to do postgraduate studies and actually even qualified for judgeship at the Justiz Ministerium Baden-Württemberg.
Okay, so that's in Germany.
That's in Germany. Yeah, and that's not, you know, that's not a walk in the park. I mean, that's a very competitive process in Germany. So again, it speaks to his ambition, his capabilities. You know, this wasn't just about, you know, becoming a lawyer.
You're right.
He wanted to understand the German legal system from all angles,
Inside and out.
inside and out. Exactly.
Yeah, like he was building the strong foundation in that one system before, like
Yeah.
branching out
Yeah.
internationally, it seems like.
Yeah.
And that's where this Malta internship comes in, right?
Exactly.
Working with Hanna Ugo Mifsud-Banucci, it seems like an early experience with international law.
Absolutely. And that seems to have been like a spark, you know, because that theme just continues. So then he goes on to get a European Young Lawyers Scholarship to King's College London. And then after that, training at Headley's Solicitors in Gray's Inn Chambers. I mean, talk about packing in the experience.
Yeah, that's
And
amazing.
these aren't, you know, these aren't just any institutions. These are like some of the most prestigious legal institutions in the UK. Each of them, you know, with their own areas of specialty, you know.
So he's really racking up the credentials here. But then it seems like he goes and gets a Master of Comparative Law American
How
Practice
do you?
from George Washington University National Law School.
Right.
That's a 2-year program on top of everything else.
Yes.
What exactly is comparative law, and why is it so important for a career like his?
Well, it sounds exactly like what it is, which is basically you're looking at how different legal systems relate to one another. Right. So imagine, for example, you're trying to negotiate a contract between, let's say, a German tech company and an American investor. Okay, so you need to understand, obviously, the specifics of German contract law and American contract law. But it's more than that, right? It's about how those laws are viewed and interpreted and applied
In those different culture.
in those different cultures, exactly. And that's where comparative law comes in.
So it's almost like
It's like being bilingual.
being bilingual, but for legal systems.
Exactly,
Yeah,
exactly.
that's fascinating. And speaking of qualifications, like the list of places where Kuchinke is admitted to practice law is pretty remarkable.
Oh, yeah.
The German bar, the District of Columbia bar, the U.S. Supreme Court, and then multiple circuit courts.
It's impressive. Yeah. And to be honest, it's incredibly rare for someone to be admitted to practice, you know, at those highest levels in multiple countries, especially when you're talking about legal systems that are, you know, structured so differently, like the US and Germany. So that level of expertise, you know, it's really saying something.
It makes you wonder, like, what kind of cases or what kind of clients are ending up on the of someone with that kind of background, you know?
Yeah, you almost want to like peek into his case files and see what he's working on.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately, we don't have access to those.
Right.
But we do get a little bit of a glimpse.
Okay.
Through his writing.
Okay.
So he's published, numerous books, chapters, articles in all sorts of legal journals. And not just in one place. We're talking the US, Germany, Switzerland, the UK.
Wow.
So it seems like his expertise, based on this and his experience, might be in things like international business transactions, diplomatic law,
Right.
potentially even, intellectual property, right? Given
Yeah.
his work with tech companies.
Right. Yeah. You've definitely made me curious. Like, I kind of want to go track down some of these publications now.
Well, you actually can. I mean, he lists two websites.
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
Okay.
www.anwalt.us
Okay.
and www.embassylaw.com.
Perfect. I will bookmark those. So, I mean, we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
What would you say is the big takeaway
Yeah.
from this kind of this career path, this like bridging so many different
I think it really highlights the importance,
Yeah.
the growing importance of a global perspective,
Right.
even in fields like law that, can be very country specific. His career is kind of a good reminder that, that ability to navigate different cultures and systems and perspectives is really valuable.
Yeah. It's really inspiring and a little little daunting.
It's intimidating.
Yeah, it's a little bit intimidating. So here's a final thought for our listeners. As the world becomes increasingly complex, like what are the skills and experiences that we can cultivate to kind of to thrive in that kind of environment? What can we learn from people like Kochinke who've clearly
Navigated it successfully.
navigated it well? Yeah.
Yeah.
So something to think about.